This is Rewind 2026. July 31st, 1792. Construction started with the laying of the cornerstone in the first building to be used solely as a U.S. government building. It was the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. On July 31st, 1845, the French Army introduced the saxophone to its military band. The musical instrument was the invention of Adolf Sax of Belgium. July 31st, 1928. MGM's Leo the Lion roared for the first time. He introduced MGM's first talking picture, White Shadows on the South Seas. Leo's dialogue was more extensive than the film's, whose only spoken word was, "Hello." On July 31st, 1933,
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Listeners turned up the radio to hear the announcer introduce Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. The show was one of the longest-running adventure programs on radio, continuing until 1951. July 31st, 1942,
I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score.
Harry James and his band recorded the classic I've Heard That Song Before for Columbia Records. Helen Forrest sang on The Million Seller. July 31st, 1955. Marilyn Bell of Toronto, Canada, at age 17, became the youngest person to swim the English Channel. July 31st, 1971. The first men to ride in a vehicle on the moon did so on this day in the LRV, the Lunar Rover Vehicle. This example of a lunar dune buggy carried Apollo 15 astronauts David R. Scott and James B. Irwin for 5 miles on the lunar surface. On July 31st, 1985, Prince was big at the box office with the autobiographical story of the Minneapolis rock star, Purple Rain. The flick grossed $7.7 million in its first 3 days of release on 917 movie screens. Celebrating a birthday today,
this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
Jerry Lewis was born in 1945. The number one record on this date in 1972 was Brandy by Looking Glass. And that's Rewind for July 31st, 2026.